News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
And as you are aware, News Talk Breakfast is coming to you live this morning from central London. And we've been talking all morning to political pundits and indeed politicians about that seismic win, that landslide win for Labour last night. But our chief reporter, Barry White, is here on the ground in London as well. He's at Downing Street. Barry, obviously, the reaction on the ground from ordinary people in the UK, that's very interesting as well.
Yeah, Ciara, it's been a strange reaction, you know. Labour is currently sitting on 410 seats. I think there's only five seats to be filled now out of the 650. But I'm stopping people on the street. And I found that this, even yesterday and earlier this week when I was up north, England, I was talking to people yesterday in Keir Starmer's constituency who had voted for him. And then they were kind of saying at the same time, they didn't really like Keir Starmer, they didn't really like Labour, and they're only voting for them because there's nobody else. And then there's not exactly a joyous mood stopping people on the street. I know it's grey and it's raining really heavy, but anybody I talk to is just saying, yeah, look, they were the best of the bad bunch and that's why they voted for him. So I think it's kind of a loveless landslide. You know, they have won by a massive majority, but I think it's been more people wanted to kick the Tories out rather than their love of Labour. That's kind of the story of this election. But yeah, Labour in 410 seats, the Conservatives at 120, losing almost 250 seats, some big names.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Barry. And you have been talking to people?
Yeah, look, it was stopping some people on the streets today. It was hard to get people to talk because it's raining so heavy. But anybody who did stop, as I say, they were more happy to see the Tories being kicked out than they were happy to see Labour get in. But here's just the reaction of some people I stopped near Westminster earlier.
I think shock. I think Labour's got a landslide victory, but they only get 30-odd% of the vote. And I think the country sort of went right towards reform.
And do you think this has been more about people supporting Labour or kicking the Tories out?
Kicking the Tories out. Definitely kicking the Tories out.
Are you glad yourself to see them gone?
Well, I'm going to be honest, yes.
I mean, I'm not surprised. I think most people are feeling underwhelmed is the impression I've got, having walked into the office this morning.
And there's not a real sense of happiness, is there?
No, just almost an acceptance. And just generally not that enthused.
And it seems to have been more about kicking the Tories out rather than there's suddenly huge support for Labour.
Yeah, it feels like a victory in that sense.
Are you glad to see them gone?
I wouldn't say so. I think I've just felt disappointed in the past, so I'm maybe ambivalent, if I'm being honest.
Well, they won by more than I thought they would. And, yeah, it was going to happen anyway, so that's it.
You're telling me you've lived here 40 years. Are you glad to see the Conservative Party gone?
Yes, but I'm not too happy with Labour either, but that's what we've got.
And it was in Keir Starmer's constituency yesterday, and it was stopping people. They were telling me they voted Labour, but at the same time they were saying, like, they didn't seem to be enthused by the Labour Party.
Yep, that's what's happening, I think. They're voting Labour because they have no other choice. You know, they want to get rid of the Tories, that was it.
What do you think the future for the UK is?
Oh, God, that's a hard one. I don't know. Look, it's overpopulated, and that's what's wrong.
And that was the senior reporter, Barry White. They're talking to the good people of central London on their reaction to what is being described, yes, by some as a loveless landslide for Labour in the UK general election.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.